Stand up for your rights, approaching the government. This recording lasts for approximately 23 minutes. It contains the following sections. This audio introduction, about this guide, the benefits of engaging with the government, who to contact, understanding the three levels of government. This section includes 1. Local government, 2. State or territory government, 3. Federal government, and how to identify the best person to speak to. Speaking with government departments. This section includes telephone calls, letters and emails, sample letter or email, meetings and scenario, choosing the right contact, escalating a complaint, scenario, advocacy with support, need more support, related resources, and closing announcement. About this guide. This guide is here to support you in speaking up and making your voice heard when approaching the government. Whether you're writing a letter, making a complaint, or meeting with a decision maker, self-advocacy can be a powerful way to create change, not just for yourself, but for others too. We know it's not always easy to raise issues, especially when you're navigating complex systems or facing barriers that others might not even notice. That's why this guide offers practical tips, real-life examples, and encouragement to help you feel more confident when taking action. If you would like to explore the basics of speaking up for yourself in more depth, you can listen to the guide, Stand Up for Your Rights, Speaking Up for Yourself. The benefits of engaging with the government. Australia is a representative democracy. That means the people elected to local, state, and federal government are there to represent you. When your representatives understand the issues that matter to you, they're more likely to include your needs when shaping policy, funding services, and making decisions. Sometimes, reaching out to government is the best way to advocate for yourself or someone you support. This might mean contacting a government department directly, getting in touch with your local MP, or writing to the minister responsible for an issue. For example, imagine you find it difficult to navigate your local train station safely because there are no tactile ground surface indicators, TGSIs, to guide you. You might start by contacting the station manager or local transport authority to explain your experience and request the installation of TGSIs. If nothing changes, you could speak to your local MP and ask them to support your request. When the issue is presented through your personal experience, it can help others better understand the impact and take action. You can also make a difference during public consultations or inquiries. Government departments often ask for community feedback when they're reviewing policies or services. Vision Australia regularly makes formal submissions to these consultations, and you can too, either directly or through an organisation that can include your experience in a larger advocacy effort. It's worth keeping in mind that government can move slowly. You might not hear back for several weeks, sometimes 6 or more, and that doesn't necessarily mean your concerns are being ignored. Self-advocacy often involves persistence, patience, and managing expectations. If the issue is urgent, a follow-up phone call after sending a letter or email can help. Just be sure to stay calm and respectful. No matter the situation, that always helps. Who to contact? Understanding the three levels of government. 1. Local government. Local councils manage services in your area, like footpaths, parks, local roads, libraries, community centres, and waste collection. They also make decisions about town planning and local facilities. If you have an access issue related to something managed by council, like a dangerous footpath or poor lighting, start by contacting the council directly. If that doesn't lead to action, you can reach out to your local councillor or the mayor to raise the issue more formally. 2. State or territory government. Your state or territory government is responsible for bigger services like public transport, education, health, police, and emergency services. If your concern relates to one of these areas, start with the relevant department, for example, the Department of Transport. If your issue isn't resolved, your next step could be to contact your local state or territory MP or the minister responsible for that department. Most states have 2 houses of parliament, the lower house and the upper house, but Queensland and the territories have only 1, known as unicameral. Your local MP will usually sit in the lower house. 3. Federal government. The federal government makes laws that apply across all of Australia. It manages areas like immigration, telecommunications, the NDIS, Medicare, the age pension, blind, and Centrelink. As with the other levels, it's best to begin by contacting the relevant federal department or service provider directly. If the issue continues, you can approach your local federal MP or the minister responsible for that portfolio. How to identify the best person to speak to? Think about three key things. 1. What's the issue? 2. Who's responsible for it? 3. What outcome are you hoping for? Here are some examples of three different topic areas to help guide you. Want a quick fix to a local problem? Start with your council or the relevant government department. Wants to influence policy? Try the department first, then approach your local MP for support. Think a law needs to change? This is a bigger step, but a good place to start is by speaking with your local MP and the relevant minister. In general, MPs focus on the needs of people in their own electorate, the area they represent. However, there are exceptions, and even if your MP isn't the one directly responsible, they can raise your concerns with the right person. It's also worth remembering that a lot of decisions are influenced behind the scenes. Ministerial staff and political advisers play a big role in what matters reach the minister's desk. If your issue might take time to resolve, try to build a relationship with these staff members. Helping them understand your story can make a real difference. Case study, Carla's story. Carla doesn't have a smartphone or home internet, and she finds it difficult to plan public transport trips without access to a printed timetable. She contacted the public transport provider and asked them to mail her one and to consider making printed timetables available for everyone. They were not helpful. There is a phone line she could call, but she prefers to plan her trips herself, so she decided to advocate for equal access to printed timetable information. Whose public transport is a state issue, so she considers writing to the transport minister. But she also knows ministers are busy, so she chooses to meet with her local MP instead. MPs are often more responsive to personal, local stories and can pass them on to the right people. While speaking to the transport provider, she learns that their disability access and inclusion plan is under review and they're inviting public feedback. Carla decides to connect with an advocacy organisation and shares her story with them. They include it in their formal submission to strengthen the case for change. Speaking with government departments. Government departments at all levels have processes in place for handling complaints, feedback, and inquiries. You can usually start by visiting their website or calling their general inquiries line. Phone calls are the most common first step, but be prepared to wait on hold. If the person you speak to can't help, ask for a direct line or request a callback. This will make follow-up easier. Emails and letters are a great way to keep a written record. Many departments also have feedback or inquiry forms on their websites. A meeting with someone more senior can happen if your issue is deemed as complex or long-running. Choose whatever method works best for you, because all ways of communication must be responded to under government guidelines. Whether you speak by phone, email, or in person, keep detailed records. Ask for the name of the person you spoke to and, if possible, a case number. If they agree to help, ask for confirmation in writing. If they don't, you're entitled to take it further and request a written explanation of your communications. Telephone calls. Sometimes a quick call is the best way to get things started. If you already know your local MP or their staff, calling can make your request more memorable and personal. Even if you don't speak directly to them, make sure to mention that you're a local constituent and ask that your message be passed on. You can also use a phone call to set up a meeting or check in on a letter you've sent. Letters and emails. When you're writing to a politician or department, a personal letter or email will always go further than a generic one. MPs and ministers receive many form letters, and these are often met with a standard reply. Taking the time to write something tailored to your situation shows them that what you are talking to them about matters and encourages them to feel the same. If you're writing to a government member, it may be helpful to copy in the opposition MP for your area or portfolio. This can help keep the issue visible across the board. Your letter doesn't need to be long or formal, but it should clearly include, for emails, a subject line that shows your message relates to disability access or inclusion, a short explanation of how your blindness or low vision affects your ability to use the service or access what's being offered, a statement that you are a constituent, voter, customer, or simply someone trying to use a public service. A clear example of how the issue has affected you. For example, you couldn't read signage, hear announcements, or complete a payment independently. A brief note on why your issue matters and what your rights are. What you'd like them to do in response, whether it's to fix something, raise it with someone else, or meet with you to discuss it further, and a suggested time frame for them to reply. Once you've built a relationship, email can be a convenient way to stay in touch, but for your first contact, it's worth putting a little extra effort into making your message stand out. Sample letter or email. Subject: the need to improve tactile ground surface indicators at train stations. To, insert contact email address. Dear Sir or Madam, I'm writing about the accessibility of your train stations for people who are blind or have low vision. I am blind and rely on public transport, including trains, for daily travel, which includes commuting to work. An important part of navigating safely and independently at a station is the use of tactile ground surface indicators, TTSIs. These give us such important information, like the edge of a platform, the beginning of stairs, and safe walking paths. Unfortunately, I've noticed that several of your stations either have missing, poorly maintained, or incorrectly installed TTSIs. In some places, they don't provide clear path or even stop abruptly, which can be both confusing and dangerous. The lack of consistent tactile guidance puts me and others at risk, particularly at unfamiliar stations where we don't know the layout. Without proper TTSIs, I can accidentally approach platform edges or walkways that lead to unsafe areas. Under the Disability Discrimination Act, failing to provide basic accessibility infrastructure may amount to less favourable treatment on the basis of a disability. This is an issue that affects many blind and low vision travellers, and the solution, installing or correcting TTSIs, is straightforward and well established in public infrastructure guidelines. Could you please let me know when plans are in place to ensure TTSIs are properly installed and maintained at all your stations? This would greatly improve safety and independence for people like me who rely on tactile cues for navigation. I would appreciate a response by, insert date, so I can consider next steps. Kind regards, insert your name and contact details. Meetings. A face-to-face meeting can be one of the most powerful ways to share your experience and influence change. It gives you a chance to connect on a human level, with your local councillor or MP seeing not just an issue, but a person they represent. Before the meeting, take a little time to prepare. Know the key points you want to share and be clear on what you're asking them to do. Try to find out how much they already understand about blindness or low vision. This will help you pitch your conversation at the right level. A simple list of dot points for your own record can also help you stay on track during the discussion. To make the most of your meeting, make it personal. Stories stay with people. Sharing your experience or how the issue impacts someone close to you can really help your message land. Keep it small. If you're attending with others, it's best to limit the group to 3 people. That way, you'll all have the space to speak and stay coordinated. Decide in advance who will cover each part of the conversation. Try to see the meeting as the start of a relationship and not a one-off request. Be sure to thank them for their time, follow up afterwards, and if it feels appropriate, ask for a photo together. It's a nice way to mark the moment and can help keep the issue on their personal radar. Scenario: choosing the right contact. Lawrence has recently experienced a gradual loss of vision. When his phone provider refused to give him a large print bill free of charge, he wrote a strongly worded, borderline rude letter to the Minister for Communications. The Minister replied with a form letter directing him to the Telecommunications Industry Ombudsman. Lawrence felt ignored and frustrated. It now all seemed harder than it needed to be. Later, a friend who has been blind for many years suggested a different approach. They encouraged Lawrence to first check who was responsible for the issue and consider his tone. Lawrence submitted a complaint to the ombudsman, and a few weeks later, his phone provider agreed to send him a large print bill at no extra cost. Looking back, Lawrence realized that while he achieved the outcome he wanted, planning his approach could have saved him stress. Researching who to contact, asking for help, and taking a more constructive tone might have led to a quicker, easier result. Escalating a complaint. Sometimes, despite your best efforts, a complaint can go unanswered, or the response you receive isn't good enough. If that happens, it may be time to take things further. You can escalate the issue through a government department's internal complaints process or through an external body like an ombudsman, the Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC, or a state-based anti-discrimination commission. You don't need to go through internal processes before contacting the AHRC, and you don't need a lawyer. These services are free and can provide help in English or other languages with interpreters available. Scenario: advocacy with support. Rada works at a law firm in central Melbourne. She uses an overpass each morning to walk safely from the train station to her office. One day, without warning, the overpass is closed permanently due to construction works. Rada's new route feels unsafe and takes much longer because of the now narrow crossings and poor traffic signals. She reaches out to Vision Australia's orientation and mobility team for help planning a new route. But she also wants to advocate for better conditions and to stop something like this happening again without engaging lived experience consultation. Rada researches who is responsible and discovers it is Vic Roads for crossings and signals and the State Planning Department for construction decisions. After contacting both and receiving poor responses, she waits a few days to cool off. Then she meets with her local MP and writes to the Planning Minister. The meeting goes well, and her MP writes to both Vic Roads and the Planning Minister on her behalf. After a few months of follow-up, Vic Roads agrees to make the crossing safer, though the works will take 6 months. The Planning Minister has declined to update the consultation process to include input from people with lived experience. Rada doesn't get everything she hoped for, but she knows she's made a difference, not just for herself, but for others in her community. Now she's deciding whether to keep advocating or take this as a meaningful first step. Need more support? While Vision Australia may not be able to provide individual advocacy in every situation, we can often offer general advice or help point you in the right direction. If you'd like more information on self-advocacy strategies or to obtain this guide in another format, call Vision Australia's advocacy team on 1300 847 466 or email advocacy@visionaustralia.org. Related resources. Vision Impaired Persons Email List, VIP-L. To subscribe, send a blank email to subscribe-VIP-L@freelists.org. Blind Citizens Australia. Phone 1800 033 660. Email bca@bca.org.au. Website https://www.bca.org.au. Australian Human Rights Commission, AHRC. National Information Service, 1300 656 419. Email infoservice@humanrights.gov.au. Web https://www.humanrights.gov.au/complaint-information. Anti-Discrimination Commission Queensland, ADCQ. Statewide Telephone Information and Inquiry Line, 1300 130 670. Web, https://www.adcq.qld.gov.au/contact-us. Victorian Equal Opportunity and Human Rights Commission, VEOHRC, Inquiry Line, 1300 292 153. Web, https://www.humanrightscommission.vic.gov.au/making-a-complaint. Anti-Discrimination Board, New South Wales. Phone 02 9268 5544 between 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Email adbcontact@justice.nsw.gov.au. Email complaints@adb.justice.nsw.gov.au. Web https://www.antidiscrimination.justice.nsw.gov.au/pages/adb_1_making-a-complaint/adb_1_making-a-complaint.aspx. ACT Human Rights Commission, Phone 02 6205 2222. Email human.rights@act.gov.au. Web https://hrc.act.gov.au/. Northern Territory Anti-Discrimination Commission. Phone 1-800-813-846. Email antidiscrimination@nt.gov.au. Web https://www.adc.nt.gov.au/index.html. Equal Opportunity Commission, South Australia. Phone 08-8207-1977 between 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Email eoc@agd.sa.gov.au. Web https://www.eoc.sa.gov.au/eo-u/making-complaint. Equal Opportunity Tasmania. Phone 03-6165-7515. Email office@equalopportunity.tas.gov.au. Web https://equalopportunity.tas.gov.au/complaints. Closing announcement. This recording was produced by Vision Australia in 2025 in the interests of information accessibility. Care has been taken in the recording of this publication, but Vision Australia does not accept responsibility for the results of specific action taken on the basis of this recording, nor for any error or omission. This recording is copyright. No unauthorised copying, broadcasting, or public performance is permitted. This document was last updated by Vision Australia's advocacy team in August 2025. Your narrator was David Tredinnick. This concludes the recording.